Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And today is Wednesday. We're going to have another wonderful program with healing. And I was just talking to a gentleman who had a tooth problem today. So let's do a healing for our teeth. So he may like this here. It's a surprise. So hopefully he'll like it. So sit back and relax. We'll start off the day with doing some, say, gum teeth work, taking away some physical pain. So if you do have a problem, just think of it now in your consciousness. And here we go. We're going to bring in some energy to help maybe numb it out for you. So here we go. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, if you would. That's about an inch or so down on the scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. And here we go. So stronger, we're activating the light beam, stronger, and now we're going to be working with our gums and our teeth, bringing in some healing energy, and it'll also help to maybe neutralize some of the pain that we may have be experiencing here. So here we go, I'll count to 10 to bring the energy in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Stronger. Taking away some of the pain energy. Bringing the pain release energy here. So stronger. And if you have any pain in your body right now other than your teeth, just put your consciousness there. And we'll see if we can release some of the pain from you. So here we go. Stronger. And let's do another clearing here. And let's put people into the moment here, because you could be maybe off in a parallel lifetime, no, unbeknownst to you, thinking that you're here. So I'm going to bring your body back. This we have on the website, too. It's a free clearing. Be here now. I think it's underneath the emergency healing. So here we go, bringing your body back. So 1, I'll count to 10, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and bring your spirit back from another parallel lifetime. Remember, they can be in many places and not always together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. You felt your body shift, jerk, feel heat in your body or tingle. This means that you were not here. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, Ron. I'm here. Good evening, everybody. So for the purpose of anyone listening on the archives later, this is Wednesday, May the 19th, 2010. If you'd like to call in this evening and ask Ron any questions, the call-in number tonight, and we're on station one, is 888-815-9756. And then also there is this other number. If you're having trouble listening, hearing online, there's a number you can call in to hear over the telephone, and that is area code 712-432-0075, and then you'll be prompted for a PIN, and it's 6529 57 pound. I've just put that up on the fast chat. Let's see, we have a few other things going on. Ron has two more of his Sunday 8-hour healing sessions up on the light ship coming up the next two Sundays, May 23rd and May 30th. They start at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And to get on those, if you go onto the website, creationlightship.com, and scroll down in the left-hand panel, left-hand bar there, you'll come to conference calls and click on that, and that will guide you through how to take part in those, and they are enormously helpful. They are primarily they're taking out the alien parasite life forms. Would you want to talk a little bit about those calls, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do that. So what these are about is getting rid of the alien life forms that are inside of you, around, living with you, enjoying your body, using your spirit energy. And all this stuff is against your free will because naturally you would not wish to have anything inside of you that you didn't necessarily want to have. And it also works with your body and takes away life force energy. And the bottom line is when you have these, you have illnesses. And you might have like chronic fatigue. You might have just a problem with maybe slow movement, not being fully conscious. Maybe dizzy spells, aches and pains in your body. There's just many, many things these things can cause. So I think I heard a beep there. Is there a caller online?
Hi, Ron. I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. Would you want to talk about what you felt, since I put you on the spot here, about the alien life form removals, maybe what you've seen or just how you felt after the calls? So that, I'll just turn it over to you, Larry.
Oh, okay, I'll be on the spot, Larry, here.
On the spot,
well,
Larry.
Actually,
are you standing on it or sitting on it?
Okay. When they're actually released from you, you really feel in touch with your spirit, like you're transparent, like you're the invisible person because you're in the spirit light. And you just feel wonderful when they're detached from you. You feel like you're your true self. And then knowledge comes to you through the invisible realm, and that's the true spiritual self that you're acclimating from, and it's teaching you and guiding you by your spiritual light. So then you have a beautiful lifestyle. You're free, happy, and calm all the time. And basically that's what it's like when the entities are all released from you and you're in your true self essence. So I wanted to ask you something about food poisoning tonight, Ron.
Okay.
Are you still there? About food poisoning. Yeah, I got some chocolate milk from soy milk from a local store, a regular supermarket store, and I find that there may have been some strychnine in the chocolate milk because it seizes up your mind, and it slows it down. And then the slaw from a local supermarket, it tasted like it had varnish in it, so I just like to put it out there that there's some poisons being put into the food supplies right now that people buy from their local markets, and see if you have any complimentary to share with us on that.
Boy, very interesting. I haven't felt that, but I can honestly say that my body is becoming more sensitive to ingesting food. And so I have to be a little more careful whenever I have food now. Ideally, I'd probably want to just live on the energy, but I do like to eat. So it's not that, you know, I don't want to eat. It's like I like to eat. But sometimes I notice, you know, as maybe most people listening too, as you get older, you have to cut down your food intake. And, man, what I used to love to eat, I just can't have it anymore. So either it's because I don't need it, but I do want it, okay? Remember, want means you lack it. You know, I do like having certain food, you know, but I just, after I eat it, I just don't feel good. And maybe I'm going back to the past, a long time ago when I used to enjoy having something. And now when I have it, I can sense the poisons in the food. Now, whether they're being put in more so now, I don't know, very possible. Or maybe I'm just becoming more sensitive to it. And my body is, like, rejecting it. So,
well, sometimes people can be in the very high light, and they can bathe in poisonous water, even drink it, and it doesn't affect them. They're in such a high light. And other people, it'll affect them more because they're in the lower light, and they can sense it more becoming toward them.
Yeah, that's right. And then at times I can eat something that Other people say it isn't very good and they didn't like it. You know, I could be having the same meal with 10 people and a few will get sick and I'll be perfectly fine. So I just don't know what to say, you know.
You're not on that level. You're in the level.
It's very possible that our food chain is being corrupted, you know, with some of the chemtrails and stuff. And just to be kind
also, Ron, is there such a thing as a warrior light beam that they could come to the Earth, a warrior light beam, and they could really be work with the defense ships toward warding off attacks from the aliens when they attack people? Is there such a thing as that?
At this present moment, I would say maybe not. When the Earth spirit is more empowered, I would say very possible. Right now, like I said, it's probably about 12.5% empowered, and my feeling is that when it hits about 30, then we're going to have a complete change here on this planet. And whether that's going to be before ascension time, I don't know. Well, my main concern is, and it's not necessarily a fear, but it is kind of a worry for people living on this planet, is what's going to happen in 2012? Where are these people going to? Because, like I said on, you know, the past shows, you know, everybody probably knows about 2012 because it's out there now in the media so much. And just by knowing about it means you're going to be hooked up to it. So where are these people going to be taken? So that's my concern. It's like what happened when Jesus walked the earth. Where did the people go? Why did only a few, you know, a handful of people will just say ascend and get out of here, and all the rest came back over again. So, you know, that's kind of my my concern now, is just kind of looking at this here and attempting to shed some light on it, because, you know, even in the prophecies, you know, when they say that the end of the world is coming and they don't have anything after that that they can visually see, et cetera, although there are some remote viewers that can see past that, but typically I think some of the consensus is out there that that's it, you know. So, you know, I just don't know. But, you know, the Bible talks about it. So we just go into that, you know, that the end is coming and Jesus is going to come down to save the earth and for the people here, if they believe in him, et cetera. Then, you know, what's going to happen? So they do have that belief that the end is coming. And if they just know the end is coming and they hear something about 2012, they might connect that date with the end time coming. I don't know if it's preached about in churches that way. If any of you out there listening have been to a church and you have the minister or priest or rabbi or whatever talk about, you know, 2012 being the end of times, that'd be interesting for me to find that out. But basically, you know, that's what my kind of concern is where are these people going, you know? And that's, for me, very disconcerting because, you know, the bus is leaving town with them to the dark side universes. And did you buy your bus ticket already and just waiting to get on that bus? Hopefully people listening haven't, but how about your neighbors, you know, and everybody else? So that's, you know, kind of a concern, but the light ship, you know, gives everybody free choice, free will. So, and I see a question here, or an answer from Ed, that the Earth is slowly killing us. Yeah, and I always wondered myself, you know, as a step comes down from the sky, going into our ground, and the groundwaters and stuff that may not be completely pure like it was maybe 50 years ago, and the depletion, you know, of the soils, et cetera. You know, what are you actually eating, you know? Are you eating chemtrails, you know, the residue from that? Are you eating fallout from the sky? Remember, we had nuclear explosions and stuff. You know, what's actually going into that food and what's affecting us? So, and is it getting worse? Maybe our bodies are becoming at the high end of the scale where now we start to really realize or sense that this food is not good for us. I don't know, but we have to eat. So, anyway, it's a hard question to answer. And, you know, I guess the only way to really answer it is to start living more in your spiritual energy and start to slowly divorce yourself from having food, to being cut back on your food a little bit. But then what do you eat, you know? You know, if you cut back, you might just be cutting back on part of what the poisons are. So, I don't know. You know, you could probably do, you know, water charging and object charging on the website to put in the nutrition that you need in the food and maybe in the water. But other than that, it's a very good question. So I really don't have an answer for that, Larry, but I think Ed summed it up, is our food is slowly killing us. So,
Okay. I know they said on the Internet water kills thousands and thousands of people every year in America, bad water. And I know it's going from one to the other.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know.
There's also the issue of the genetically modified food, but at the moment those are relatively easy to avoid if you just, you know, do a little research and find out what those are. There's a lot of information online about that. And if you grow your own food, some of your own food, you'll be able to treat your soil well, and at least that food will be good.
Yep, so there's a lot out there, you know. I don't know what to say. You know, it's not like it used to be, you know, when you used to see on TV, you know, Dr. Welby coming, you know, and Leave It to Beaver, you know, if you're old enough to remember those shows. So,
yeah,
I guess, thank you for calling, Larry. You do pose
okay, an thank you.
That is hard to answer. I guess, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, there's quite a few comments about the food and the minerals in the soil from Ed, and somebody here was saying that they're finding needing to eat a little less these days, which I'm finding that too. It's funny. I was thinking earlier today about something I ate the other night that half of me didn't want to eat and half of me did, and the half that did won, and I didn't feel very good afterward either. You know, it was a sort of a stodgy old thing, and I was sitting there thinking, did an entity in me make me eat that, or does one of my shadow bodies like stodgy food? You know, and I was thinking, I bet if all these things were completely cleared out of me, I would not have any cravings for any of this unhealthy stuff that we know is bad for us, but, you know, many of us still eat.
Yeah, that's good. Remember the movie District 9 where the aliens liked eating the cat food, you know?
Right.
Out of a can,
yuck.
So that's... Say, you know, as an alien's, you know, eating part of us in a can, you know. So
right,
anyway,
right.
We'll skip that subject here.
Okay.
There's not that
so
many,
a little...
you know, anyway, let's forget that.
Okay.
Oh, what's next?
A little bit ago, guest was asking about a healing for migraine and dizziness. You were just talking about... some of the things that you take out on the eight-hour calls, and I'm wondering if perhaps that's what's behind her migraine and dizziness.
Okay, we could try that here. So let's see. Let's do I'll look at this as having maybe poor blood flow. Let's just take that aspect. It could also be maybe having something pinched on your neck, maybe an alien... parasitic life form, so we'll do that also. So let's look at what could be on your neck, on your head, restricting blood flow, giving you a migraine. So let's take out some snake energies off your neck. This is what we do on the eight-hour calls here. So here we go, getting rid of one of these or a couple of these critters or so. So I'll count to 10. So here we go, everybody. Alien life form removal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's some snake energies leaving. And now let's do a sample that we have on the website, which is the circulatory clearing. And this one, I think, is $100 to do. It's a wonderful clearing, and then $50 additional if you wish to have unlimited on it. This is great. So I'll give you a sample of this one here. So here we go. This is just part of that clearing. So 1, 2, 3. Wow, how do you have energy there? Oh, man. Huh. A lot of negativity there. 1, 2. This step out of your veins and arteries. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you should feel a little more relaxed. Normally, the circulatory clearing, all of a sudden your body within maybe the first 30 seconds becomes very relaxed, and you're in the present moment, and you just feel wonderful. So I think we have a beep out there. We have a caller.
Hi, this is Alexander.
Hi, Alexander. How are you tonight?
Hi. I'm great, thank you. I had a comment about the food thing. So I recently took an environmental science class, and I think anyone who's into environmental science, like a college level one, but anyone who's into that realm of science or whatever would know basically that yes, our food is being polluted. There's nitrogen and phosphates that run off from fertilizer into the waters, so that pollutes the water, and there's soil degradation, as you stated before, and basically, ever since the Green Revolution in the 50s, our food has become more and more polluted. So, yes, our what you say earlier, our food web is being gradually more intoxicated. So that's a big concern. Yeah.
Okay, and another way to look at it is, since we're seeing more clones up here, maybe that food chain, the food that we're eating, might work fine for clones instead of humans. So that's another possibility.
Yeah.
Just assume that ascension time comes, okay? So I don't want to rattle your trees too much here, but let's say that ascension time comes. The dark side one comes at 2012. This is not the one from the light. So they take most of these people off planet. You know, maybe everybody in your town but you gets taken off planet. And from there they go to a dark side universe. And now they have the spirit energy there with those bodies, and they're using them all the time. So for them, they don't know the difference. They think it's like what it is here, so this, everything is a clone planet with their physical bodies and their spirit there. But over here, maybe, you know, you did the ascension and you're gone. But what's left here on this planet, or a clone planet like this one, because your spirit's no longer going to have it, could be cloned, you know, life forms that may be a representation of what is over in these parallel universes. So what they're doing, I think, now is like a test sampling, having clones walk amongst the humans, because they may last here and be here for a long time. Maybe after the 2012 ascension, we'll call it that. And so they may be, this must sound kind of gross, but I mentioned about cat food. Maybe they'll be taking the humans that did not ascend in these cloned universes, cloned planets, and maybe they're going to be turned into cat food and brought back to a cloned Earth here, where all the clones are walking on it, eating canned cat food. So, food for thought, everybody. Oh, geez.
Uh-huh.
I won't say food for thought, but... oh, good grief. Anyway, I think you know what's happening, because you have to look at it. Why are there clones walking on this planet? Why are the movies about clones here, okay? So, you have to get a clue here and say, hey, something's happening. Why do we see these? Why are all the movies about this here? Maybe it's so you can be used to seeing them. I was talking to one person a while back, and this person was probably about 20, I would guess, you know, maybe first year or two in college or something, and he didn't see anything wrong with clones, probably because he grew up with them. You know, that was kind of very surprising to me. Because to him, you know, it's in the movies. Why wouldn't that be real to have clones here? to somebody older, you go, what the hell is this, you know? So anyway, who knows what the future has in store. Anyway, let's get back if we have any comments on that here.
Guys, give some tips for eating?
Yeah, go. What's that again?
I was going to give some tips for eating, to choosing what to eat.
Sure, okay. Well, what's a good tip for eating?
Okay. So basically, you just want to stay with the organics and stay away from anything that has corn in it, because the food industry is, I don't know if anyone's seen that new movie. I forget, the name's not with me right now, but it's the new movie on the food industry. Yeah, Food Inc. Yeah, that's a very, very good movie. Basically shows how all the food around us is industrialized now, and they're trying to turn corn into this product where they use it in high fructose corn syrup. And basically, I think 80% of the food in the food markets have some type of byproduct of corn in it. And what they're trying to do is, because food is only a limited amount they can sell, it's not like an item where they can just sell more and more to you. You can only eat a certain amount. So they're trying to turn corn into this product that they can just keep selling and selling and selling, even though you're already full. And so they're trying to spread it out into different type of food products. So stay away from things like that have high fructose corn syrup, and just stay with organics. And on a different note, I was wondering, I was listening to an archive recently, and I heard you saying something about most of the energy in our bodies is actually from our grandparents. And I was wondering if you have a specific clearing, because I was looking for it on the 7th generational, but maybe it's like cheaper if we can just clear the energies away of our grandparents, because one of my grandparents was in the Vietnam War, and the other one cheated on his family and started a new family without telling his wife. So it's very disconcerting that I have the energy of my grandparents, you know. I was wondering if you have a clearing that's just for that.
Well, I got to think on that one. I would think possibly the clearing could be the one to release the cordings from your parents, okay? It would be a parental, a mother-father sibling clearing. That might help to eliminate some of that. I could do a weak sample for you.
Okay, that would be nice. Okay.
So we'll see what happens here. So we'll go back 7 days here. So 7 days. Release your mother's energy, then your father's and your siblings, okay? So 7 days ago, so cleared. 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And now we'll do your father. So 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. This is your, I think we call it a mother-father imprinting. And siblings. So 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that may help you with some of that there. Yeah, you're probably, having that recycle with you.
So, yeah, because I don't want to be in the military or anything like that. And, you know, my dad's, like, edging me on.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you, Ron. I just had one more question.
Sure.
Actually, so the other question is that, is it possible, because when I was a little kid, I had my, what is it called? I think they're in your throat. They're called your adenoids.
Okay, yeah.
And I had those removed. Mm-hmm. I had those removed when I was about 8 or 7. I'm not sure. But it's a surgery that's not done anymore, because I think they found out it's not really helpful. And I had it kind of against my will, because I was a little kid and I didn't really know any better. And so I was wondering if there's any way possible on the light ship that you can rematerialize those somehow.
Okay. Yeah. That's a very good question. What we could do is bring in that energy here. And if someone could, looks like Carrie got offline here, I think. Somebody can maybe give BBS a call and just have her call back Carrie again. That'd be wonderful. So what happened, I worked with a lady years ago, and I said, well, they're working now on your gallbladder. And she goes, well, I don't have a gallbladder. I go, well, there's still energy. They're working on it. And so she still couldn't, she didn't understand it. But she did have the energetic signature there of that, and the light ship was working with her gallbladder. So you want adenoids, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. So if you have anything missing, we'll say like that, tonsils will help you with that right now. So here we go. So count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I think I'll put some music on, let you just kind of experience the energy of what you have had removed from you. And just kind of tune into it and just see if the energy is flowing properly now. Anybody has felt the change in their body by having the energy brought back to them from a missing body part. So we'll do another clearing here. I was talking to a person, and they said that they felt negative energy from orbs, okay? And I really haven't done anything with orbs on clearings. So this is just for you to figure out for yourself. I'm not saying that orbs are good or orbs are bad. I've never have investigated that. The only reason is because the light ship doesn't necessarily want me to look that way. So here we go. And orbs have different colors. So let's first do an orb with the color of yellow. And we're going to do a release on that from you. So where I'm going with this here is that if you have an orb that's causing you problems, remember, it's some kind of consciousness, and maybe it's attached to you like an alien life form. So we'll just see what happens here. I don't know where this is going, but we'll just try it. So yellow orbs, goodbye. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if this seems to work, we'll probably put a clearing up on the website for orb clearings. And I'll just know from you people if this is something that I need to do. Red orbs, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They're being released. And let's do green orbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just kind of sample your body. You're going to have to use your body consciousness here. And here we go again. Let's do blue orbs. 1, that feels heavier to me. 2, 3, 4, I'm yawning. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. I see Peter says blue orbs. Okay. Holy moly. Here we go. I'm yawning. 1, 2, my energy like dropped about 80%. 1, 2, that's not good. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay. Let's just try white orbs, I guess. We'll do white and black here. 1, here's white. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do black orbs here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, she's getting dizzy. 8, 9, and 10. At least you know what, if you thought it was your problem, now you know what it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do a color of your choice now. This will be the seventh orb color. In fact, we'll do two of those. So this is we'll do two of your choices. So this is number 7, your choice of color. Ask your spirit, or maybe ask your body, which one is bugging you? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ooh. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next one here. This is your choice here. Your color of your choice. You may have seen them at night. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie. A lot of comments on the orbs there. What I'm realizing here by reading this here is that I don't think orbs are too friendly. I know they show up a lot with alien contact, etc. But anyway, the proof is in the pudding. So if you feel better and this clearing has helped you, then you might realize what's happening. So if anybody wants to call in and talk about this experience, we have about 15 minutes left. I would just love to have people comment quickly. Oh, we got an orange one. There's two orange. That came up here. Here we go. An orange. It's on there three times. So orange. Hang on, everybody. One, two, oh, man. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We'll see if we can get that clearing up on the website here. Anybody want to call in? Please do if you can, or at least get on the fast chat here. Wow,
yeah,
that was pretty heavy. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, there's a lot going on from this one. I'm clutching my jaw. I have a really weird feeling in my armpit and over on my other elbow. I know these are connected. They're seen a lot over crop circle sites, so they're definitely having alien connection of some kind, who knows what. And I think I've seen them when I've been landing in airplanes a couple of times. I believe I've seen them out the window, so who knows what they're up to, but... Yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot of people are having a lot of physical things going on. It looks like in dizziness. I have a little dizziness too, yawning and so forth going on. Let me see. I was having a job concentrating on the fast chat with all that because my jaw feels really peculiar.
Yeah. Okay, let's bring in some life force energy. So bring in some of your spirit life force energy and some, let's bring in the creation light ship defense plate ship. So here it comes. So stronger, this is the Star of Bethlehem, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie. See that helps to balance people out.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Alexander is saying, thank you so much, Ron. I think I can speak for everyone when I say we really appreciate you, and I can certainly echo that. I don't know how any of us can ever thank you enough for what you're doing here. It's really, really incredible. I wanted to mention you had spoken a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, about a show that you just caught the beginning of on the History Channel, and I found I had taped it, and I watched a little bit of it today, and it's in the series on the History Channel called The Universe, and it's an episode called Parallel Universes, and they talk about, there's a bunch of physicists and astronomers discussing their various theories on different versions, different kind of competing theories about the multiple universes that they believe are out there. And it really is interesting to listen to this stuff, having, you know, listened to you over the last few years. And this is a show that repeats. I think it originally aired in 2008, and I taped it on May 4th on the History Channel. So if anybody wants to go take a look at that, it is really, it's interesting to watch with the information that we now have from you, Ron, because, of course, it puts a whole new spin on this, and the people in the show, the physics and astronomy people in the show, of course, do not know your take on all this and your explanation, and they're really struggling hard to understand what's going on because they're finding within their professions and their areas of expertise evidence of these different universes and different dimensions and so forth, and it's just fascinating to hear them talking about all the copies of Earth that they believe are out there and all the copies of us that they believe are out there living other lives as us. So I just wanted to mention that. Let's see, what else? What time is it here? 48, so we have about 10 minutes left. Do we have anyone that's called in? I'm not sure if there were any beeps in the last 10 or 15 minutes. Did you hear anything, Ron?
Not yet, Phil.
Okay, well, if anybody wants to call in, the number is 888-815-9756. We've still got people yawning on the fast chat from the hall clearing.
I just wanted to know what I needed to do. Don, thank you so much.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hey, Ron, it only took 8 tries to get through to you. You guys are busy. Thank you for a wonderful knowledge tonight about colors. I see there's an association between the orb colors and one's favorite color, and that's associated with, like, when you're little, what's the first thing your family or your big sister or your school teacher asks you? What's your favorite color? I noticed that the yellow, I was yawning like crazy and got dizzy, and similar to what Carrie was talking about. And that was a color associated with me by someone in my family who caused me much grief. And then the red one was fine. It was like, it was interesting. So I wanted to share that.
Boy, it sounds like mind control through a color then, huh? So not only do
the
letters.
If they use numbers, why not colors?
Why not colors, yeah. So that's something you can add on your natal chart clearing.
You're right.
So I'm checking. I will be checking here to see if we can put up a clearing for orbs on the website. It will be a free clearing. Maybe it'll be up in the next, maybe by Friday or something for everybody to go on to get some of these aliens off of our butts here, in a sense.
And you know, like Easter bets. The pastel colors that are associated with Easter eggs and all that, that's really heavy. It has a lot of energy, like Easter energy mixed in with Christian and the resurrection. I mean, when I start looking at it, I start spinning.
Wow. So how's your body feel? Do you feel dizzy or do you feel okay now?
I'm okay now that I connected more with you and got, because I heard you saying you wanted people to get through. So Don was very gracious on getting me through this time. He was so cool. And I'm feeling lots of circulation. Once you did the clearing on it, I felt my circulation come back and the tingling in my hands.
Okay, I'm going to do 2 more colors for people. And I want to do a color of silver. That's used a lot. So we'll see what the aliens have done to the orbs that are silver, if such a thing exists. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for you to sample. I'm just bringing the energy in. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and they're leaving. Stronger, stronger. Adios, amigos. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you can just write down the different colors or listen to the BBS archive.
Wow.
This is color number 11. You had 2 yourself to use, to choose from. So number 11 is gold. So here we go, releasing this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is for you people to experience, but because I had all these comments so far, what we'll do is, like I said, I'll put up a free clearing on the website with the various colors listed. And then from there, I'll probably have a text box where you can write in your own color from there. Maybe you want to mix colors together. I don't know, but we'll see how that works out for everybody to get some of your life force together. Get them off.
Ron?
Off. Okay.
So Ron?
Yes.
One more thing about the colors. Lavender is associated with a lot of the mystical stuff that's going on in the world and astrology and lavender, just so you know.
Yeah. So the colors will probably be the basic the basic colors that we talked about, maybe, you know, you can get into hundreds of colors. So the blue one to me seemed, and it's on the fast chat too, to be seemed pretty intense. So you may want to do that one, but, you know, it's hard to say. I don't know how else to do this. So we'll put up different colors. You can try them. The way it looks, they all kind of affect us some way. So this may help you to get more balanced, more centered. Remember, you may have a problem in your body, not knowing what it is. Maybe one of these things are attaching to you. And looking at it another way, we do wear colored clothes. And maybe they resonate to that color. Hate to go that way. Anyway, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, I hope I helped you out, and boy, the show could probably go on for another hour. Back to you, Gary.
Yeah, the fast chat is really, really busy on this one. My face is feeling very peculiar. My jaw bones and the bones in the front of my face are feeling very strange from this. I guess there's really a lot going on with this color stuff. Somebody is asking, it's scrolled up off the fast chat, but somebody was asking about whether numerology is dark side energy.
Okay. The art of doing it probably is not, you know. Using the astrology, reading the astrology is dark side energy that you're reading. So, you know, it's like saying, you know, is a hammer bad? Well, no, a hammer is probably a good thing. But if it hits you over the head, is the person doing it bad? No. So typically astrology, the astrological chart is bad. Yes, the natal chart is mind control. So another way of saying it, is mind control good? And then you work backwards, you say, well, how am I being mind controlled? Oh, I got a natal chart. Oh, the planets have control over me because I can read it in the newspaper, you know. So that's how you have to look at it. So, you know, you can answer that yourself, okay? Anything that goes against your free will, free choice, without you saying, oh, yes, I want to have a broken arm today. Oh, yes, I want to have a car accident. Oh, yes, I want to see my cat run over by a car today. Oh, yes, I want to stub my toe. Okay, if you agree to all that and you know about it and you choose to have that experience, then that's free will, free choice. That's wonderful. But when these things attack you and get you without your conscious knowledge, okay, that's the key, conscious knowledge of it, then that's against your free will, free choice, which goes against the light principle of free choice, free will. So that's the difference. So I hope that clarified everything. So, you know,
I assume that would apply to our birth date, the numbers in our birthdays and so forth.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, we're getting close here to the end, Ron, and there's an awful lot of stuff that didn't get asked and answered today, so I just want to remind everybody that you'll be having your Q&A on Friday night after the BBS show, and that'll be at about 8 p.m. Pacific time on Friday evening, and the number for that, and I'll type this in again when I get done talking, but the number for that is 646-519-5800. And the pin, you'll be prompted to put in a pin, and it's 9009#. So you can come on that call and ask Ron all the questions that we didn't get to this evening on the fast chat. And again, the Sunday calls this weekend on Sunday is another one of Ron's Sunday calls, the 8-hour calls up on the light ship where the light being doctors work on removing all the alien parasite life forms that we're riddled with. And to get on that, if you're not already, is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Scroll down on the left-hand side, and it's under conference calls, I believe. Is that correct, Ron? It's under the conference calls?
I believe it is, yeah. Or even on the top of the website, there's there for the different events here. So,
and
if
that's
you
right.
need to connect with me, you can... leave me a phone message or just send me an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So, I'll say blessings to all of you. Don't want to run overtime too much here. Do come on the call and listen to BBS on Friday. We're on station 2. And after BBS, we'll be having typically an hour to hour and a half phone conference call where you can ask your questions. And it's designed for the newcomers to kind of get information about the Lightship. And we do get into questions that might be a little far out, but that's fine too. So I'll say blessings to all of you. So have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Carrie, for coming on. And
thank
we'll see
you, Ron.
All possibly on Friday night.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Blessings to you.